Central Vermont residents might remember Happy Herb the plumber. He spent 45 years climbing under sinks and fixing leaky pipes. But a decade ago, Herb Heath closed his business. He spends his winters now in Florida, but every summer Heath is back home in Central Vermont, playing music for the elderly in convalescent homes and assisted care facilities. Recently, VPR Steve Zinn tagged along to find out what it's like to play the nursing home circuit.
They file quietly down the hall at a pace that's a couple of gears slower than leisurely, leaving walkers lined up neatly against the wall. But once inside the lounge, the residents of the Gardens, an assisted living facility in Williamstown, are a lively crowd even before Herb Heath strikes the first chord. Heath didn't start playing guitar until he was nearly 60. He's 75 now.
Back 15 years ago, I would have never thought that I could get so much pleasure out of this.
Heath fronts a three-piece band that includes drummer George Drew, who at 82 also tap dances. 82? That's young as far as some residents of the Gardens are concerned.
God, I wish I was 82. I'm 93 going on 94. It's the only time I'm young is when you come.
I've got a tiger by the...
That's Thelma La Rochelle, who looks forward to Heath's regular performances here. La Rochelle is out on the dance floor as soon as the music starts.
And I can't dance every dance. And once in a while, I have to sit down. I don't have the breath that I used to have. If I give up, I'm done.
Heath's set list includes mostly rock and country covers.
I go way back into the 40s music, see, even though I was born in 1941. I've got quite a repertoire, about 250 songs I do.
Most of the residents at the garden stay in their seats for Heath's show, but they're moving all the same. There's a lot of hand clapping, foot tapping, and head bobbing going on. Sally Indelicato, who's 102, going on 103, takes a few turns on the dance floor. She pronounces Heath and Company gorgeous and shows a little love for guitarist Tom Wales.
That's an Italian kiss.
Oh, thank you very much.
Music has the power to move us regardless of age, and often in spite of our condition. Heath has seen it.
I was up at Rowan Court, and I was singing away. All at once, I saw a bunch of people surrounding a lady in a wheelchair. Her husband came and thanked me. She said she hadn't spoken a word for over 2 years, but she sang with me.
You might think people of a certain age prefer music that's soothing and peaceful, not the more raucous honky-tonk and old rock and roll numbers that Heath favors. But that's what he thought when he got started.
See, I was under the impression that people in nursing homes, let's say, were they'd already crested the mountain, they were headed down the other side, that was just coasting to the end. And I thought that probably they'd want to hear slow music to end the journey. But I was wrong. They don't want that at all. They want to run to the finish line.
He says he has no desire to branch out and play for other audiences. He's happy to continue working the retirement home circuit in Central Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.